Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer you this day in the middle of the second week of Easter, and we ask that you open our hearts. We ask that you guide us in all we do. We ask that we may be filled with your grace and be servants of you, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, here we are Wednesday of the second week of Easter, and so we're going through Easter, and it's a seven-week period, as I've told you before. And the 7 weeks is because it's longer than Lent, because we are more Easter people than we are penitential people. So obviously, this season is really rooted in that whole understanding of God's love and the whole glory of the resurrection and everything that goes with it, and the surprise that the resurrection begins. And so our focus is always on the Acts of the Apostles. Well, here in the Acts of the Apostles, in today's reading, we're seeing the story of the apostles who were put into jail. And while they're in jail, they're actually released, and they're released by an angel. So they're put into jail. An angel comes along and releases them. So no one knows. And so, I mean, no one knows how it happened. And all of a sudden, you have this really interesting line. Now, something you need to know about the Bible, it really has a lot of dry humor in it. The way it's written, if you really understand that, that's why be careful of, take the Bible seriously, obviously, but don't understand every word is being very serious. Did that make sense? So the message obviously is serious, but there's a lot of dry humor in the Bible. For example, one thing I always put out is that Jesus was a practical joker. Now, you might say, well, how do you know that, and how can you say that? Well, can you give me a better definition of why he walked on water by the apostles? I mean, granted, he was sending a very clear message, and he was teaching them a whole new way of thinking. But do you think he thought that the apostles would say, oh, I see that Jesus has found a new route to the other side of the lake? No, he was doing that to shock them, surprise them, get them to think a new way. Well, practical jokes can fall into that area. So he was teaching through a form of humor. So here we see this kind of interesting little series of things that go on. And we're looking at the story where the angels come along and they lead the apostles out of the prison. So in this story, the angel has said, lets them out. And now the next day, they're supposed to bring them in for a hearing before the temple guard and the chief priests. And that the temple guard goes to get the prisoners, the apostles, out of prison and finds they're not there. But everything's locked. There's no explanation for why they aren't there, just they aren't there and everything's locked. And then here's this dry humor that comes in. You know, it's like, where are they? Where can we find them? And then someone came in and reported to them, the men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people. It's kind of like, have you kind of looked outside at maybe they're teaching again? And what happens is then the captain, the court officers went and brought them without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. So it's kind of interesting. God gets involved in this. It's kind of like, well wait a minute. Where'd they go? They're right there. But they're not supposed to be right there. They're supposed to be over there in the prison. But they're not. And notice this powerful line. They're afraid of what the people are going to say. You know what? When leaders of the church are afraid of various things and they start making their decisions on fear, that's a problem. Always keep that in mind. That's a problem, because that's what do we see with the chief priests and the Pharisees and the leaders? They're afraid. So all their decisions are made on fear. That's a problem. So keep that in mind, that this goes on. Now, we see that powerful story of the angels let them out. And you can obviously read that and say, well, do I want to really believe that angels let them out? Well, that's the way it's written in the story. Do I believe that? Yes, I do. And in saying that, I can say that it's a powerful reality. Is it possible? Yes, it is. So keep that in mind. I mean, we as Catholics know that story of Padre Pio, very similar type of story, Padre Pio. His real name is Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, and Pio, he was an Italian monk, lived during the 20th century, powerful preacher of the gospel, but he was a monk, and he also had what was known as stigmata, which is the five wounds of Christ, which came upon him. He didn't ask for it. He didn't obviously didn't put it on himself, and he had the five wounds of Christ. So there are several stories of him what are known as bilocating, and that is that he would be in his cell praying, because he was a monk, so they had cells. He would be in his cell praying, and someone would see him either helping someone or preaching or warning someone about danger imminent, and they'd go, he's outside, you know, how did he get outside, or is he okay? And they said, no, he's not. He's been praying in his cell all along. Now, it wasn't a prison cell. It was just he was a monk, and they lived in cells. So just so you know. So he was known for bilocating in the 20th century. So that was well known. And here we have not the same story, but a powerful story of angels letting the apostles out. And I can't remember I've told this story on the on this radio program, but if I have, then I guess you'll hear it again. You're going to hear my story about interesting interaction with an angel coming up on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We can check out, as you say, you can look into the Input for Homily. You can give us feedback. You can listen to the archives of the show. We have a new thing now where you can see the notes that I will use for my upcoming homily. And if I haven't done new notes yet, you can see the notes that I used for my previous homily. Yeah, that's brand new. And you can see that right there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I can't remember if I've told this story on this radio show, but let me tell you the story anyway. I was a sailor in the Navy, and I had to go to a school, like a one-day school in San Diego, and my ship was in Long Beach, so that means I had to drive down to San Diego. It's about a two-hour drive. And I was supposed to spend the night on the base. And if you've ever been in the Navy, you deal with people who take the Navy too seriously, which I never did. I love the Navy. It was a great time. But, you know, I didn't take the Navy too seriously. And if you do that, I mean, you take it seriously, but not too seriously. If you take it too seriously, you'll be miserable. So anyway, so I go to check into the barracks and what was known as the BEQ, the bachelor enlisted quarters, because I was bachelor and I was enlisted and I needed quarters. So I go to in, and you know, I could just see the guy who was behind the desk was one of these people who just took it too seriously. And you know, you better get this stuff back on time, and you better do this, and you better do that. And I'm like, you know, I just don't need to do that. I'm only here for a night. And I'm thinking to myself, do I want to go through all of this to put up with this just because I need a place to sleep? So anyway, I'm kind of an adventurous person. At least I was definitely at that age. I mean, I skydived, I should tell you that. So that's adventurous. So I'm kind of an adventurous person, and I'm in the Navy, not just a job, it's an adventure. So anyway, I decided, well, why don't I do something? I mean, it'd be easier for me to sleep in my car. So why not? So I drove to Balboa Park, and I parked in a parking lot. Now, obviously, I had dinner and everything, went to Balboa Park, park in a parking lot. Now, here's the problem. Here I am parked at Balboa Park, which is kind of like San Diego's version of the Boston Common, but it's much more glorious, it's bigger and everything else, because it obviously it wasn't built by the Puritans, it was built many years later by the Spanish who had colonized Mexico and California and stuff. So anyway, there I am parked there as nightfall comes, but I don't have an alarm clock, so I need to have to wake up. So how do I get myself up? Well, you do know there's something called a biological alarm clock. And the way that works is you just think to yourself, this is what time I want to wake up. And oftentimes you will wake up around that time, sometimes early, sometimes later, but your body will adjust to it. And this, and you know, we have these biological alarm clocks anyway that tend to wake you up regularly, but you can do this. Now, if your body says, sorry, you actually need more sleep, it won't work, but it'll work if everything's kind of working right. So anyway, that's what I said. I said, you know, but instead of saying to my body, so to speak, I prayed to my guardian angel. Do me a favor, can you wake me up at 5:30 in the morning? Good. Went to sleep, and I slept pretty well, as I remember, in my little Chevy Monza. I'm about 23 years old, my Chevy Monza, sleeping in Balboa Park in my car. And at 5:29 and 30 seconds exactly. Why do I know? Because I checked my watch as soon as it happened. When I woke up because someone was knocking on my window. And I rolled down my window, looked at my watch immediately first, rolled down my window, and this guy says to me, you may not believe this, but I was just walking by here, and I had this intense urge to wake you up. So he talked for a couple minutes, and then he continued on. And there you go. Guardian angel woke me up. So anyway, I always keep that in mind. So is it possible what happened with the prison? Absolutely. Anyway, we'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. Enjoy this Easter season. And we'll see you tomorrow at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.